The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
The blessed saying of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person who desperately needs something should recite Durood-e Pak upon me in abundance, because it removes difficulties and troubles, increases sustenance and fulfills the needs. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beautiful topic is about the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mere aqa alayhi salatu wasalam कि जो असल में प्यार है, जो मोहब्बत है, जो इश्क है, वो हमारी रूह की आप कह सकते हैं कि असल जो है ना, वो सोल और एसेंस, सारी चीजें जो आप कह दें ना, अल्फाज भी नहीं मिल रहे कि आप सब कुछ समझे, वही है। यानी जाने कायनात भी है, रूहे कायनात भी है, असले कायनात भी है, वजह कायनात भी है, और मेरे आका की जो मोहब्बत है, ये असल में जो है ईमान है। रियल ईमान जो है वो द लव ऑफ द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम है। अल्लाह आज के इस टॉपिक को, इसकी बरकतें अता फरमाए। आला हजरत का जो शेर है ना कि उन्हें जाना उन्हें माना, ना रखा गैर से काम, लिल्लाह अलहम्द में दुनिया से मुसलमान हुए। दिस इज द एसेंस एंड सोल ऑफ आवर लाइफ। द लव ऑफ द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम इज रियली 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 आज के दौर में जो है ना, बच्चों को और अपने अंदर जो है ना, इसको राशिक करने की जरूरत है। बहुत ज्यादा प्रॉब्लम्स हैं, बहुत ज्यादा अकीदगी फैल रही है, ऐसे ऐसे लोग मिलते हैं, अलमान अलफी। बहरहाल, अगर आप चाहते हैं कि आप और आपकी आने वाली जनरेशन जो है उनका ईमान सलामत रहे, तो दिस इज द की फैक्टर, द लव ऑफ द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। कि जिंदगी गुजारने के दो कामयाब उसूल हैं, एक आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम की मोहब्बत, लव ऑफ द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, एंड द सेकंड वन इज द फियर ऑफ अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा व जल्ला, खौफ खुदा और इसके रसूल। दीज आर द टू मेन की फैक्टर्स, ये याद रखिएगा ईमान की सलामती के लिए। रिसाइटेशन ऑफ होली कुरान, फिर कलाम और मजीद आगे बढ़ेंगे इंशाअल्लाह।
अऊज़ु बिल्लाहि मिनश शैतानिर रजीम। बिस्मिल्लाहिर रहमानिर रहीम। إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم
مدينة مدينة میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روزہ مدینے میں ہے میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے آقا میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد میرے ہونٹوں پہ ذکر مدینہ تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی میرے دل میں یاد محمد میرے ہونٹوں کے ذکر مدینہ تاجدار محمد دل شکستہ ہے میرا تو کیا غم دل شکستہ ہے میرا تو کیا غم اس میں رہتے ہیں شاہ دو عالم اس میں رہتے ہیں شاہ دو عالم جب سے مہماں ہوئے ہیں وہ دل میں جب سے مہماں ہوئے ہیں وہ دل میں دل میرا بن گیا ہے مدینہ دل میرا بن گیا ہے مدینہ
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد میرے ہونٹوں کے ذکر مدینہ تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی کا قرینہ میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد
میں غلام غلامان احمد میں غلام غلامان احمد میں سگے آستان محمد میں سگے آستان محمد قابل فخر ہے موت میری قابل فخر ہے موت میری قابل رشک ہے میرا جینا قابل رشک ہے میرا جینا
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد میرے ہونٹوں کے ذکر مدینہ تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی کا قرینہ میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد
ہر خطا پر میری چشم پوشی ہر خطا پر میری چشم پوشی ہر طلب پر عطاؤں کی بارش ہر طلب پر عطاؤں کی بارش مجھ گنہگار پر کس قدر ہے مجھ گنہگار پر کس قدر ہے مہرباں تاجدار مدینہ مہرباں تاجدار مدینہ
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد میرے ہونٹوں کے ذکر مدینہ تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی کا قرینہ میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد
مجھ کو طوفاں کی موجوں کا کیا ڈر مجھ کو طوفاں کی موجوں کا کیا ڈر وہ گزر جائے گا رخ بدل کر وہ گزر جائے گا رخ بدل کر نہ خدا ہے میرے جب محمد نہ خدا ہے میرے جب محمد کیسے ڈوبے گا میرا سفینہ کیسے ڈوبے گا میرا سفینہ
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد میرے ہونٹوں کے ذکر مدینہ تاجدار حرم کے کرم
مدینے کو چل غم کے مارے، چل مدینے کو چل غم کے مارے، زندگی کو ملیں گے سہارے، زندگی کو ملیں گے سہارے۔ آ گیا ہے حرم سے بلاوا، آ گیا ہے حرم سے بلاوا، کچھ کرتے ہیں سوئے مدینہ، کچھ کرتے ہیں سوئے مدینہ۔
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد، میرے ہونٹوں کے ذکر مدینہ، تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی کا قرینہ۔ میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد،
دولت عشق سے دل غنی ہے، دولت عشق سے دل غنی ہے، میری قسمت ہے رشک سکندر، میری قسمت ہے رشک سکندر۔ مدحت مصطفیٰ کی بدولت، مدحت مصطفیٰ کی بدولت، مل گیا ہے مجھے یہ خزینہ، مل گیا ہے مجھے یہ خزینہ۔
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد، میرے ہونٹوں کے ذکر مدینہ، تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی کا قرینہ۔ میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد۔
Allah, subhanallah. The love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, essence of our life. It is impossible ki koi bole ki uska iman hai aur usme aqa alaihi salatu wasalam ki mohabbat nazar nahi aati. Aqa alaihi salatu wasalam ki mohabbat hona hi iman ki alamat hai. Ala la iman liman la mohabbat ala. Yaad rakhiyega, Allah ki sartab wa qadam shaan hai ye. Insaan nahi, insaan wo insaan hai ye. قرآن تو ایمان بتاتا ہے انہیں، ایمان یہ کہتا ہے میری جان ہے یہ، تو اصل تو جان یہی ہے ہر چیز کی، الحمدللہ سب انہی کے لیے دنیا بنی ہے۔ اور آج ٹاپک بھی ہمارا یہی ہے، لو آف دا پروفٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ مینی واقعات، مینی اسٹوریز، حقیقت میں تو اگر آپ پڑھتے جائیں بزرگان دین کے واقعات، صحابہ کرام علیہ وسلم، پڑھی پڑھی ہیں کتابیں، اور واقعی انہوں نے صحیح سمجھا تھا، انہی کو پتا تھا کہ عشق رسول کسے کہتے ہیں، کس طرح کیا۔ اللہ کرے کہ ان کا صدقہ ہمیں بھی ملے انشاءاللہ۔ We'll start from Wasim bhai, mashallah.
Today's topic, mashallah, absolutely beautiful, mashallah, the true love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And regarding this, like you beautifully mentioned as well, that the essence of a believer is the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Iman is not complete until you truly love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning, you do not love him more than your parents, more than your children, more than your wealth. We must love him more than everything, inshallah. And why should we love him? There's three reasons why a person loves another person. One of those three reasons is beauty. Now, if you look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no one can come close. No mother has given birth to a son like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, more beautiful than him. And alhamdulillah, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the most beautiful, alhamdulillah. But even today, mashallah, when we hear about his beauty, mashallah, you know, we can't imagine, mashallah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is one reason why a person loves another person. The second reason is due to the character. Now again, no one can come close to the basic character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His character was absolutely beautiful. He was absolutely great, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. And another reason why a person loves another person, why do you love someone today? One of the major reasons is due to the ihsan, due to the favors that person's done. Now, if you look at it, yes, we look at our parents today, we look at our families today, we look at our manager today. Maybe they've done a lot of favors upon us. But no one has done more favors and no one will do more favors than our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 1400 years ago, he used to cry for us. Alhamdulillah, he used to remember us. He used to pray for us. And inshallah, the whole world will see that how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the Day of Judgment, he will inshallah take us into Jannah inshallah. So these are three reasons why a person loves another person. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding his love, is beautifully mentioned in Muslim Sharif that no one can become a true believer till I am dearer to him than his child, his father, and the whole mankind. Now a person's iman can't be complete. But this is a question for all of us today. That today we love many, many things. But is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the top of the list? He must be on top of the list for our iman to be complete. So this is why it's very, very important that, you know, we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Shahzad, you know, today people, they do say that I do love someone. You know, today what happens is, you know, when you love something, you can't stop talking about it. For example, someone likes some kind of sports or something. You know, for example, he's sitting amongst his gathering now. He will always somehow bring the topic of that particular topic. Someone likes politics, somehow he will bring that into it. But dear viewers of Madni Channel and all those that are sitting here, we say we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But today when we sit down with our friends, when we sit down with our families, how much do we speak about him? How much do we remember him? You know, a believer, a true ashik of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he looks for any excuse to speak about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at Allah Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi, any opportunity. He looked at the moon, he remembered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He looked at the sun, he remembered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He looked at flowers, he remembered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today it's an important message to everyone that today we do say we love him, but how much do we speak about him? How much do we remember him? How much, you know, someone loves someone in the world. You know, you can't stop thinking every second hour that person thinking about that person, that what is he doing now? What is that person up to now? But 24 hours in a day pass. But how much do we think about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This is a question for everybody.
Wo kamal hai usne huzur hai ke gumaan naqs jahan nahi yahi phool khar se dur hai yahi shama hai ke dua nahi main nisar tere kalam. Allahu Akbar. Kalam ki baat kare, mere aqa ki adaon ki baat kare, mere aqa ke usne akhlaq ki baat kare, mere aqa ke husn ki baat kare. Kya kya baat kare? Phir Ala Hazrat yahi to kehte hain, kehlegi sab kuch unke sanakha ki khamoshi. चुप हो रहा है कह के मैं क्या क्या कहूँ तुझे, लेकिन रजा ने खत्म सुखन इस पे कर दिया, खालिक का बंदा खल्क का आका कहूँ तुझे. तो बात तो यही है कि बात पूरी हो नहीं सकती है, ये याद रखिएगा. जिंदगियां खत्म हुई और कलम टूट गए, पर तेरे औसाफ का इकबाब भी पूरा ना हुआ. चाहे लव की बात करें, उनके बचपन की बात करें, उनकी जवानी की बात करें, मेरे आका के मौजजात की बात करें, उनके हुसन की बात करें, जिस चीज की बात करें जाना, बात पूरी नहीं हो सकेगी. क्योंकि मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम की जात ही वो ऐसी दुनिया में वो अल्फाज ही नहीं बने जिनसे मेरे आका की तारीफ बयान की जा सके. बेहतरीन से बेहतरीन अल्फाज भी आप लेकर आ जाए, अल्फाज खत्म हो जाएंगे लेकिन तारीफ खत्म नहीं होगी. ये कमाल है मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम का. खैर भाई, बट टॉपिक ही ऐसा, वो अल्फाज ही आगे पीछे हुए, बाकी अंदर वो कहता ना, वो क्या बोले और क्या ना बोले. अल्लाह
जी माशाल्लाह in the rhythm they want to listen to you even more, mashallah. So Jalal Husain bhai has beautifully introduced the topic as well, loving the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the essence of the faith. Without this love, our iman is not complete. And we hear this from the ulama, we hear this from the mubaligheen, that we have to have complete love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then our iman is complete. Even to the extent that we have to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than ourselves. Our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is farz upon us, to show reverence, to show love, to show respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now many people claim this and they say we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we all can test ourselves. Imam Kastalani alayhi rahmah has mentioned the signs of the love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I'll be present a couple to you, and let's see if we actually are following these and increasing our love. If we're not, then let's try to follow them. And if we are, let's increase these, inshallah. The greatest sign of love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to obey him, is to obey Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So are we obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying the coolness of my eyes is salah? Is the ummati getting up for salah? Is the ummati encouraging others for salah? Or is the ummati too busy at the time of asr, is at work, at the time of fajr, is asleep? What is the ummati obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here or not? Where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has forbade us or prohibited us to go near something, or today are we given the life to say, yes, it is allowed, it's a different century, different era, and we think our intellects are so good now that we can do these things, and in fact we are disobeying the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We look at the next thing to act upon is sunnah. If we truly want to remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we look in the mirror, who do we look like? Allah. When we see ourselves in the reflection, automatically the Imam al-Sharif should remind us of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beard should remind us of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we put in kohol surma, when we use miswak, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of these are reminding us of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you go into your kitchen, you go into your room, is there miswak in your room? Is there itar in your room? Is there tasbih in your room? Are there prayer mats in your room?
Allah.
Are there gadgets lying around? What is reminding us of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We can judge for ourselves. Today, unfortunately, we claim that we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how many of us would go to work? Let's question ourselves. How many of us go to work dressed in an Islamic attire? Would we? We'd be embarrassed. Today, our embarrassment is not letting us get close to the sunnah. We feel embarrassed in front of people. How am I going to be when the Imam Ashri walking down the street in Western countries? How am I going to look? Or growing my beard? I won't get rishta, as they say. I won't get married. So every Imam, every Muballik, everybody sitting here, no one's married. This is our thinking. If I have a beard, I won't get a job. So everybody that's got a beard is unemployed. Everybody that acts upon the sunnah, they say, Mazallah, astaghfirullah, is backwards. He's in the previous centuries. If this is our thought today, and somebody that does act upon it, then we belittle him, we pull his leg, and we make sure that he doesn't go towards the deen. If this is our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam today, and we claim, as soon as we start talking, the brother says, our conversation should be about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As soon as we start a conversation, Shahzad, regarding any sunnah, they say, brother, you know, don't become too religious. Just be quiet for a while. You know, let's talk about other things. Let's talk about the football or the cricket. What else is in the headlines today? They'll talk about that all day. But yet, you mentioned at the start, today we're in difficulties. Nations are in difficulties. We're in problems. Remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come to our aid, remove our difficulties, remove our worldly people. Worldly individuals, they can't do these things for you. Our connection has to be strong with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it is, inshallah, our love will increase. Many a time we hear regarding our pious predecessors that they used to speak to people until they recited 5,000 times through the path, 10,000 times through the path. Whether they were leaders, whether they were influential people, whether they were the Amir al-Mu'mineen of the time, they used to recite through the path in abundance. Then they used to go speak to a person. Is this our act today? How many through the path have we recited? How many sunnah? We could only ask ourselves when we walk in and people look at us, how many sunnah do they see coming from us that remind them of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? These are only questions that we can answer. And if these questions are not looking strong, or you're thinking that I'm not doing these things, then our love is not to that level that we are claiming it to be. So inshallah, azawajal, increase our love. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully said, the one who loves my sunnah loves me, and the one who loves me will be with me in Jannah. So these sunnahs are going to lead us to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah azza wa jalla.
Kaise zindagi guzar rahe hain? Zara si baat kare, jaise iftikhar bhai ne baat ki, maine dekha kya ya sunnat hi hai na bhai, sunnat hi hai, to ye bhi to baat kar rahe hain aapse. Isi mein to azmat hai, isi mein to kamyabi hai, isi se to jannat milni hai. Sabse pehle sunnatein chhod dete hain, baki bhi bacha kya hai? Aage baki chhutna bada aasan ho jata hai. सुन्नत में ही अजमत है. आप बुजुर्गाने दीन के वाकयात पढ़े. उस्माने गनी रजी अल्लाह ताला वजू कर रहे हैं, बैठे मुस्कुरा रहे इधर, बोले आप मुस्कुरा क्यों रहे? किसी की अदा को अदा कर रहा हूँ. मुझे नहीं पता, मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने इसी जगह पर वजू फरमाया तो वो भी मुस्कुराए थे, तो मैं भी मुस्कुरा रहा हूँ. ये थे वो लोग, मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम के इशारे समझते थे. आज आप गौर करें कि लोगों मेरा भाई होते हैं आपस में, उनमें आपस में एक ही घर में होते हैं, एक ही ब्लड होता है, ब्लड रिलेशन होता है, एक ही फूड, एक ही राइस, एक ही प्लेट में खाते हैं, एक ही जगह से पानी पीते हैं, एक ही कमरे में रह के बड़े होते हैं, लेकिन मिजाज बदल जाता है. कोई गुसीला होता है, कोई ठंडे मिजाज का आता है, कोई एकदम ही उसके अंदर बटन होता है उछलने वाला, गुस्से में आने वाला, पैनिक बटन होता है, और एक बिल्कुल कूल डाउन होता है, एकदम ही जो है वो दीवारें मुक्के मारने वाला होता है दीवार पर, और एक बिल्कुल करे बर्फ की डाली की तरह ठंडा होता है. मिजाज किसी को मिर्ची ज्यादा पसंद है तो किसी को मिर्ची बिल्कुल हल्की पसंद है. एक ही घर में रहने वाले, एक ही माँ बाप की आगोश में तरबियत लेने वालों के मिजाज में इतना फर्क, لیکن قربان جائیں صحابہ کرام علیہم رضوان پہ کہ انہوں نے اپنے مزاج اپنی عادات تمام چیزوں کو آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی پسند کے مطابق ڈال دیا تھا کہ جو میرے آقا کو پسند تھا وہی ان کو پسند تھا, کیا چیز اپنی پسند تھی وہ سب چھوڑ دی تھی, سب قربان کر دیا تھا. وہ گھر والا واقعہ اگر میرے آقا جاتے ہیں اور ایک گنبد نما گھر دیکھتے ہیں, یہ کس کا ہے, یہ فلاں کا ہے, ایک ناگواری سا اظہار بس, کچھ بھی نہیں فرمایا, چلے گئے. اور وہ میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی بارگاہ میں جب وہ آتے ہیں سلام کرتے ہیں تو میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نظر التفات نہیں فرما رہے ہوتے, نظر کرم کی نگاہ نہیں پڑتی اس کے اوپر, وہ پریشان ہو جاتا ہے. تو ایک صحابی رسول عرض کرتے ہیں کہ بھائی وہ تمہارا مکان تھا نا, شاید اس وجہ سے پوچھتا نہیں آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام سے کہ آپ کو پسند ہے نہیں پسند ہے, جاتا ہے اس گھر کو زمین بوس کر دیتا. گھر بنانا آسان ہے کہ راتوں رات بنتا ہے گھر, پوری محنت لگتی ہے, پوری زندگی لگتی ہے گھر بنانے میں, لیکن اس کو صرف یہ فیل ہوا, بتایا گیا کہ میرے آقا کو یہ چیز پسند نہیں ہے, پورا گھر جو ہے وہ زمین بوس کر دیتا, پھر آقا کی بارگاہ میں آتا ہے. اور پھر عرض کرتے ہیں یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کہ وہ جو ہے نا وہ بالکل آپ کو پتا چلا مجھے, یعنی پتا چلا کنفرم بھی نہیں کیا, اور ہمیں یہاں کنفرم ہے کہ نماز میرے آقا کی آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک ہے, ہمیں پتا ہے کہ میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کو کیا پسند ہے, معاف کرنا پسند ہے, حلال کمانا پسند ہے, لیکن اس کے باوجود بھی ہم عمل نہیں کر رہے ہیں. لیکن ان کا مزاج دیکھیں, ان کا طریقہ دیکھیں, ان کی محبت دیکھیں, واقعی جب پیار جو ہے نا عشق کے درجے پہ پہنچتا ہے نا, پیار نیچے کے درجے پہ ہوتا ہے, عشق اس سے اوپر ہوتا ہے. جب عشق ہوتا ہے نا تو پھر وہی بات ہوتی ہے کہ مولا علی نے واری تیری نیند پر نماز, یہ یاد رکھیے گا. وہ بھی حضرت علی جو ہے اپنی اثر کی نماز بھی قربان کر رہے ہیں, ابو بکر صدیق غار میں اپنی جان بھی قربان کر رہے ہیں, وجہ کیا ہے, the love of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اپنی تمام چیزوں سے بڑھ کر آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام سے محبت کرنا ہی انسان کو کامل ایمان کی طرف لے کر جاتا ہے.
تمہاری
another point, mashallah, which you mentioned was that, you know, today what happens is we find out it's a sunnah and we leave the action. Why? Because it's only sunnah, brother. It's only sunnah, it's not farz. But the sahaba kiram, they used to look for opportunities to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like you just beautifully, you mentioned the waqiyah about Hazrat Uthman ibn Ghani. Another beautiful incident was Hazrat Uthman ibn Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was sitting near the door of the masjid. Now it mentioned that he asked for someone that bring meat. It's mentioned that he ate that meat and then without performing, without refreshing his wudu, he offered his namaz. And then later on, he mentioned to the companions that the reason why I've done this, I ordered meat at the near the door of the masjid, I read my salah without refreshing my wudu. I have done this because once I've seen that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this exact same action. So they used to look for actions, for opportunities. Like you just mentioned, there's one sahabi, you know, all of a sudden, you know, he passes a tree and he puts his head down. And they ask him, why did you do this? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. So they used to look for opportunities. Another point is that the sahaba kiram, regarding them, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that my sahaba are like stars. You follow one of them, you will be guided. Today, you know, we go somewhere, we go to another city, we've got tantrums, we've got sana. Easy, we can get there. But that time, what used to happen is that the people, to get to one destination, one place to another place, they used to follow the stars. And that's how they used to reach their destination. Now, this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this. The sahaba kiram is mentioned, the one woman, one blessed woman, it's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went for a battle. Now, a rumor was then spread that mazallah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been martyred. Now, this, all the women, all the people, they came out from their homes. Now, this woman, her father is mentioned. She was told that your father has passed away. She goes, tell me about my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then she was told that your son's passed away. Don't care, tell me about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then she was told that your brother has passed away. Look, three close relationships, they've passed away. She goes, no, I don't care. Tell me about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when she found out that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alive, alhamdulillah, she got very, very happy. And she goes, I don't care what happened, I am happy the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alive. This is where the true love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the true devotion for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it was not only human shasab. It was animals as well. It was the jinnat as well. They loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We hear about the ride of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That this ride of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would want to call someone, this ride, he would go and he would put his head on the door, and the people would understand that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has called us. Now, Shahzad, when this particular ride, this particular animal of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, it realized that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has apparently passed away. It's mentioned that this animal, it committed suicide. Now, okay, one thing to clear here is that, you know, for human suicide is haram. So we're not promoting that here, but what we are saying is this animal, this ride of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not live without the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he committed suicide. So these, even the animals, they love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So like we mentioned beautifully before as well, that the essence of a believer is the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must try to look for opportunities. This is another factor, Shahzad. We need to look at ways to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know what happens today? There's 5-6 friends. Now, for example, 5 of them, what do they speak about? Football, day and night. They speak about even that one as well. He will also fall into love with that particular action. Why? His friend circles that. If we want to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one important thing we need to do is make sure that we are sitting with the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seriously, if you sit with the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who talk about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will increase. And this is why I would request all the viewers of Madini Channel at this moment in time. There are two things. First of all, keep watching Madini Channel. Madini Channel is that channel we see, Shahzad, we see all the time. Kalam just starts, people are in Wajd already. Kalam starts on Madini Channel, people not only who are there, you know, when you're in an environment, that's understandable. People sitting at home are crying in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the other thing that I will mention to all the viewers of Madini Channel as well, is that sit with the lovers of the Prophet, come to the environment of Dawat Islami. This is that organization. People were lovers of many, many things. People loved other people in the world. When they came in the environment of Dawat Islami, they started truly loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So adopt the company of the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, your ishq Rasul will increase. Inshallah.
Subhanallah. Mashallah. Mashallah. A beautiful narration. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma mentions that once spoils of war were being distributed, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and he was distributing the war booty, and he had laid it all out in Masjid Nabawi Sharif. And when he was distributing this, he called Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala on first and said, "All respect to you," and he gave him 1,000 dirhams. Then he called his honorable brother Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and he gave him 1,000 dirhams. Then when it was his son's turn, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala stood up and he asked for his share. Remember, this is his own son. is gave to Imam Hassan and Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. Now he's given to his own son. When it came to his own son's turn, he gave him 500 dirhams. His son looked at his father and humbly said, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, I was participating with my sword in the battle with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even when Hassan and Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhumah were very young. You gave them 1,000 dirhams and you gave me 500. Is this fair?" Now the reply that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala gave is an amazing reply. This is where we can increase our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by learning from the blessed life of the Sahaba Ikram and Ridwan. They spent their moments, their life, their every single minute with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they had difficulties, they would go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they had concerns, they had problems. When they were ill, they would turn to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now listen to the reply of Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. He said, "Is your father like their father?
Allah.
Is your mother like their mother? Is your nanajan like their nanajan? Is your maternal grandmother like their maternal grandmother? Is your uncle like their uncle? Is your aunties like their aunties? If they are, bring them. Because you can never bring the mother like their mother, Hazrat my Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. You can never bring a father like their father, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha. You can never bring a nanajan like their nanajan. Why? Their nana's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why shouldn't they get more share than you? Why shouldn't they get more?" When he heard this, then he went silent. So to teach us the love, the respect, the reverence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala is teaching his son and teaching the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the essence, is our iman. If we don't have this, if it's incomplete, then we are struggling. Remember today, I was speaking to a very professional person. And this professional person said to me that, you know, you should do more competitive games and sports and bring youth closer to the religion. You know, make them sports centers and make them gyms and make them everything else. So it's a very good idea. I said, "Do you know that youngster that has the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his heart, and is taught by a teacher that has love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he sits with good people, he sits with those individuals that, looking at their eyes, you can see that they have love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." I said, "You don't need to teach him the sports. You don't need to teach him all these things to bring him closer. By teaching him in this method, you'll automatically come closer." So if we want our children to come closer, we tried everything. If you look at all of the history of Islam, did our pious predecessors go towards sport to teach the next generation? Did they go towards activities and mountain climbing, etc., etc.? No, they taught directly from the books, from ahadiths, from the traditions, from the sciences of Islam, that loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they practically showed them through the way, their mannerisms, their sitting, their eating, their drinking, that this is the love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those individuals, those students, went on to become great leaders of their time, ambassadors of Islam. So if you want today our children as well, if you want them to become yours, then first make them Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you make them the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they automatically become yours. Today we don't want them. We don't want them. We're scared that if we do make them, then what's going to happen with their degree and their education? If we make them, what's going to happen? They're going to become honest. They're going to become those individuals that people are going to look up into society. If any area has an educated person, a scholar, the people are proud that this person is from my village back home. He's a scholar and I know him. He's from my area. So keeping your children away, in fact, in reality, is a big disaster. It's a big mistake. Fill their hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from a young age. When they go to sleep, forget these fairy tale stories that we read to them. Read them and make them brave. Teach them the stories of the Sahaba. If you want to be successful today, you want to make your child, your son, your daughter, your grandchildren, the coming generation successful. Without the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we can never be successful as a community, as a nation, as a ummah. So teaching our children is our duty. And loving those people that teach them, inshallah, we should love them as well. This is a sign that we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Loving the imams, loving the scholars, loving the muballighin that are delivering this message to the ummah is another way of showing our love to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will take you Jannah. Jannat ki desire hai, lekin uske liye kaam kya kar rahe hai? He is the owner of Jannah. Simple si baat hai. Baat ki na duniya ki mohabbat na, ये जेलसी पैदा करती है, ये डिवीजन पैदा करती है, लेकिन दुनिया में एक ऐसी मोहब्बत है जो दुनिया में किसी भी कोने में हो वो आपस में जोड़ पैदा करती है, आपस में मिलाती है, वो मेरे आका की मोहब्बत है। दुनिया की मोहब्बत में फितना पैदा होता है, ये याद रखेगा। बाप भी एक लिमिट आती है, छोड़ देता है, इंतकाल होता है, चीजें खत्म हो जाती है, औलाद की मोहब्बत भी खत्म हो जाती है, बहन भाई के रिश्ते भी आगे पीछे, माल की मोहब्बत, जकात ना दो तो सांप बनेगा क्या, अजाब देगा। माल की मोहब्बत ऐसी है कि जिसकी वजह से दुश्मनियां पैदा होती हैं, रिश्तेदारियां टूटती हैं, दोस्त भी एक लिमिट आती है उसके बाद छोड़ देता है, लेकिन एक मोहब्बत ऐसी है जिसको कभी सवाल नहीं है, वो मेरे आका की अपनी उम्मत से मोहब्बत है। उनसे क्यों नहीं मोहब्बत कर रहे हैं जो इस दुनिया में भी जो है वो हमारी कामयाबी के जामिन है और कयामत में भी उन्होंने कामयाबी दिलानी है। अपने कर्म से हम हल्कों का पल्ला भारी बनाते ये हैं, माँ जहाँ बेटे से भागे लुत्फ वहां फरमाते ये हैं, ठंडा ठंडा मीठा मीठा पीते हम है पिलाते ये हैं, अपनी बनी हम आप बिगाड़े कौन बनाए बनाते ये हैं, सल्लिम सल्लिम की ढारस से पुल से पार लगाते ये हैं। तो क़यामत में किसने काम आना है, कहेंगे और नबी सबू इला गैरी मेरे हुजूर के लब पर अना लहा होगा। उनसे मोहब्बत करे ना जिन्होंने जन्नत दिलानी है, उनसे मोहब्बत करे ना जिन्होंने शफात करानी, उनसे मोहब्बत करे ना जिनके सदके में हमें जन्नत मिलनी है। ये ईमान, ये कुरान, ये जो कुछ भी मिला है ये उनके सदके में मिला है। अगर उनसे भी मोहब्बत नहीं है तो फिर क्या जिंदगी का मकसद क्या है। अल्लाह हमारे हाल पर रहम फरमाए।
Alhamdulillah, to increase one of the signs of loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also that one should remain patient in the times of hardships. We want to get close with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no doubt that we will face difficulties, we'll face problems, we'll face issues. But if we show patience and we have sabr on this path, then no doubt our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will increase. And we see this from the life of the blessed Sahaba. Hazrat Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala, and many difficulties he faced. He was put on the burning heat of the Arabian desert. He was tortured in many other ways, but yet on his lips was the love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was beaten for propagating the religion, the first words on his lips were the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Sahaba faced these difficulties, their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would increase. So there's no doubt that when we face difficulties, we'll face problems. And when we come closer to Islam, come closer to this path, and we tread on this path, we'll face hardships. And sometimes and usually the case is from our family first. Unfortunate to say, but our family could be the first one that goes against us and says, stay away from here. From our neighbors, from our loved ones, from our dear ones. And Shah Sahib, these comments, they hurt. When you try to step and come closer to the religion and try to increase your love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's normally the case, not people from outside, but people that are close to you that make these words, that make these comments and make it difficult for you. But again, try to inshallah have patience. When you have this patience, it'll bring you closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we have a look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seerah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed many times patience, forbearance throughout his life. When he was treated badly, when he was treated badly in Taif, when he was treated badly in Makkah, when he had to migrate and leave the blessed
land of Makkatul Mukarrama, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed patience. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered Makkatul Mukarrama, how he treated those individuals that were treating him and the Sahaba in a bad way, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed forbearance, patience. So if you want to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no doubt this path is difficult. To have steadfastness on this path is difficult. Some people say, and you meet them and they say, brother, I used to be in the Dawat Islami 8 years ago. I used to go to the masjid 10 years ago. I used to pray 15 years ago. It's not the case of doing it 15 years ago. The case is that you establish it. You stay steadfast and you stay upon this until you die. Establishing Salah, saying that I did this all these years ago, this is not achievement.
Yeah.
Achievement is that you establish the Salah all the time. Whether you are in good health, whether you are in bad health, it's still namaz, you're not allowed to leave, are we? Even if there's difficulties, you don't leave it. And normally, like we say in many of the programs, is that when we do face hardships, it's very sad to say that we start to tick off from the list those things which are Islamic. We start to tick off those things which are going to benefit us. We tick off those things or we take them out of our life which were supposed to be there to make us, inshallah, get through this difficulty. But no, we face a financial difficulty, we stop giving our sadaqah. We face a health difficulty, we stop reading our salah. We face difficulty with our children, we end up doing those things which are not supposed to. So my dear son brothers, if we, and viewers of Madani channel especially, that if we want to get closer to the Prophet ﷺ and increase our love, is that have patience in hardships. Have sabr in these hardships and you come through it as a better individual.
I just want to mention two things, inshallah. One way that we can practically show our love for the Prophet ﷺ today's day and age is spread the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Spread this beautiful religion of Islam, inshallah, azawajal. Because okay, right now, there's many Muslims that need us. They need us to really go out there, support them, you know, teach them about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teach them about the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one excellent way, inshallah azawajal, is going out there and helping the deen of Allah azawajal. Now helping the deen of Allah azawajal, it comes in many ways. You can have this financially, you can have this physically, you can have this with your time, inshallah azawajal. So we need to really spread this message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam if we want to show our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The other point that I would like to mention is, alhamdulillah, one beautiful narration, and you know, any Ashiqi Rasul, any lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will definitely get happy on hearing this narration. It's mentioned that there is one angel who is at the blessed grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What's the role of this angel? Anybody, whether it's Pakistan, whether it's India, whether it's the UK, South Africa, throughout the world, anywhere, when anybody recites Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this angel will present that person's name and his father's name in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, one beautiful thing to understand from here is, if you want your name to be mentioned in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 5 times recite Durood Sharif 5 times, 10 times recite Durood Sharif 10 times, 100 times recite Durood Sharif 100 times. So it's entirely up to us. This is one excellent way, because we know for a fact that our Durood Sharif, this reaches the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one way that we can show, express our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is recite Durood Sharif. There's a Sahabi Rasul, and he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that 1/3 of my day reciting Durood Sharif, because if you can do more, then 2/3. And then it went to such an extent that apart from his necessities, he would spend his days and nights reciting Durood Sharif, inshallah. So this is one excellent way, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, you know, those that love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is one beautiful gift for them. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the closest person to me on the Day of Judgment will be that person who had read the most Durood Sharif, inshallah. So if we want to be close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let's recite Durood Sharif, inshallah, and no doubt our Durood Sharif is going to reach. And especially one request for the viewers on Madani channel, as well as all of us, inshallah, especially Jummah, increase your recitation of Durood Sharif. Why? Because it's mentioned that that Durood Sharif that is recited on the day of Jummah or night of Jummah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam listens to that Durood Sharif, inshallah. You know, today we want someone big to hear us. We want our message to get to them. It's mentioned any Durood Sharif that is read on Friday, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is listening to that, inshallah. So one excellent way that we can express our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is recite Durood Sharif, inshallah.
They made you a strong a strong connection with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, these durood e pak, this connection with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, na weak ho gaya hai bahut. Agar aap chahte hain ki ye strong ho jaye, connectivity mazboot ho jaye, to durood e pak padhne lage. Aap dekhiyega jo banda kasrat se durood padhta hai, jo nahi padhta, unke mizaj mein bhi zameen aasman ka farq hota hai. ان کی چیزوں کے اندر بھی زمین آسمان کا فرق ہوتا ہے, کیونکہ میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام سراجن منیرا, یہ یاد رکھیے گا, چمکانے والے ہیں سورج کی طرح, یہ چیزوں کو چمکا دیتے ہیں. حضرت ابو بکر صدیق نے پیار کیا, آپ غور کریں کہاں سے کہاں بنے, صدیق اکبر بن گئے, حضرت عمر نے پیار کیا, فاروق اعظم امین المومنین بن گئے, عثمان غنی نے پیار کیا, ذوالنورین بن گئے, حضرت علی نے پیار کیا, مولا علی بن گئے, حضرت خالد بن ولید نے پیار کیا, سیف اللہ اللہ کی تلوار بن گئے. آپ پڑھتے جائیں, اسی طرح بلال حبشی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ امام المؤذنین بن گئے. تو یہ کیا ہے, یہ میرے آقا سے پیار ہے, یہ میرے آقا سے محبت ہے. جس کی کنیکٹیوٹی جتنی اسٹرانگ ہوتی ہے وہ اتنا اوپر بڑھتا جاتا. حضرت ابو ذر غفاری رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ زاہد امت بن گئے, حضرت ابو عبیدہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ امین الامت بن گئے. اسی طریقے سے ہمارے صحابہ کرام کی آپ سیرت پڑھتے جائیں, جتنی کنیکٹیوٹی میرے آقا سے اسٹرانگ ہے, ان سب کا رتبہ مقام مرتبہ دیکھیں کہاں سے کہاں ہے. تو اگر ہم بھی چاہتے ہیں کہ اگر ہماری زندگی کامیاب ہو تو میرے آقا سے رشتے کو مضبوط کریں. اور پیار محبت صرف اسٹیٹس پہ ڈالنے سے نہیں ہوتی ہے, جیسے چینٹنگ اینڈ دا سلوگن یس وی لو دا پروفٹ بتا, لیکن نہ حلیے سے دکھتا ہے, نہ کردار سے دکھتا ہے, نہ بات سے دکھتا ہے. تو یہ نہیں, کال فیل کا تضاد نہیں ہونا چاہیے. ایک بولا مجھے ڈرائیونگ آتی ہے, تو پھر ڈرائیونگ کر کے بھی تو دکھاؤ نا. یہ تھوڑی بولے گا زبانی میں ڈرائیور ہوں, مجھے چابی دے دو تو جو گاڑی ہے اس کا بھی وہ بیڑا غرق کر دے گا. کہ آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام سے محبت ہے تو وہ چہرے سے بھی دکھنی چاہیے, وہ کردار سے بھی دکھنی چاہیے, وہ ہمارے ڈریس سے بھی دکھنی چاہیے, ہمارے ایٹیٹیوڈ سے بھی دکھنی چاہیے, ہمارے گھر کے ماحول سے بھی دکھنی چاہیے, اور ہماری آپس کی گفتگو سے بھی دکھنی چاہیے. میرا دوست ہے کوئی, بھائی میرا دوست ہے تو کیا ہو گیا, میرا دوست اس کا مطلب تھوڑی ہے کہ آپ جو اخلاقی حدود ہیں ان کو پامال کر دیں گے. نہیں, جو اخلاقیات کے اندر رہ کر ہی گفتگو کرنی ہوتی ہے. کیا کہتے ہیں افتخار بھائی سوال ہے
جی. پرسنل سینس فار دی لوور, دیئر آر 3 سائنز, ہز کلام, ہز سپیچ شڈ بی دی ذکر اف ہز بیلوڈ, ان ہز سائلنس دیئر شڈ بی تھاٹس اف ہز بیلوڈ, اینڈ ہز پریکٹس مسٹ بی دی اوبیڈینس ٹو ہز بیلوڈ. سو دیز تھنگز انڈیکیٹ دیٹ اف وی ہیو لو فار دی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دین اف وی, یو مینشن ماشاءاللہ نمبر اف بیوٹی فرام مدنی پھول دیئر, دیٹ اف وی, ایون اف اور اینیمیز that hate us, that don't like us, those people that maybe don't like you for whatever reason, but even if they can say, you know, this individual, he's a namazi, he goes to the masjid, he adopts the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if your close family can say, you know, even when he's at home, he's talking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his moments at home are spent adopting the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his hand is always battling us for the control to put our Madani channel, he's always reminding us to get up, he's encouraging us to read Quran, even the home is doing this. And then also your friends, they can say, when he's with us, he's always remembering the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these people will testify for you, the people that are in your community, the people in your household, your friends, you know, we leave this world and people make comments about us, how they gonna remember us, what kind of individual was he, and if they remember us, recently that brother passed away in Pakistan, how are people remembering him? Allah, they're showing his subhanallah, they're showing his Imam al-Sharif and his Quran. They said he used to wear this Imam al-Sharif, if I read it correctly, and he used to recite the Quran, he used to do tilawat of the Quran. How do you remember the individual? Aye. Imam al-Sharif, sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and reciting the kalam of Allah, the Quran. Allah. This is how they remember us. He used to drive this car, lived in this big house, he used to eat in this restaurant, he used to live over there. Is that how they're going to remember us? Or they're going to remember us for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the good that we've done in the community. And normally a person that is good in the community will be the one that's trying to bring you closer to the religion. He's the one that is your actual person that inshallah is your well-wisher. So this individual that is trying to bring you closer to Allah Almighty, to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in your community, these are the blessed individuals. So no doubt, to show, increase our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, show respect towards these individuals as well. Why? Because the ulama, the scholars, have inherited the knowledge, and they're passing this knowledge on to us, inshallah.
Non-Muslim, they don't read Quran, but they read you. وہ آپ کو دیکھتے ہیں, آپ کے کردار کو دیکھتے ہیں, آپ کی چیزیں دیکھتے ہیں. کوشش تو یہی ہو کہ ہمارا کردار, ہماری باتیں ایسی ہو کہ لوگ کہیں کہ یہ شان ہے ان کے غلاموں کی, تو سرکار کا عالم کیا ہوگا. ہونا تو یہ چاہیے تھا, ہمارا اٹھنا, ہمارا بیٹھنا, ہمارا آنا, ہمارا جانا. لک ایٹ دی لائف آف اعلی حضرت علیہ رحمہ, ہے سنت کے مطابق کوشش کرتے تھے. وہ ککڑی والا واقعہ کیا لو ہے نا, حضرت انس بن مالک رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے, وہ قدو شریف والا واقعہ, یہ واقعات کیا ہے. حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ, تین چیزیں پسند ہیں, desires three things. Teen cheezein. Ye teen cheezein mujhe pasand hai ki aqa alaihi salatu salam ke chehre anwar ki ziyarat didar karte rehna. Apna tamam maal aqa alaihi salatu salam par qurban kar dena aur aqa ki bargah mein hazir hona. आप बोल रहे हैं मेरी और आपकी डिजायर क्या है, फला मुल्क चला जाऊं, घर जो है सारा पेट हो जाए, कोई कर्जा ना हो, कुछ भी, ये हमारी डिजायर है. लुक इट द डिजायर ऑफ अबू बकर सिद्दीक रजी अल्लाह तआला, लुक इट द डिजायर ऑफ फारूक आजम रजी अल्लाह तआला. ये वो लोग हैं जो कामयाब हैं. अगर कामयाब होना चाहते हैं तो कामयाब के पीछे चलना पड़ेगा. तो ये इन लोगों जो है हमारे सहाबा कराम अलैहिम रिजवान, अगर इनकी एक हम जिंदगियों को पढ़ें और इनके नक्शे कदम पर चलें तो इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल देखेंगे कामयाबी होगी. कहते हैं ना कि वो कामयाब होने के लिए कामयाब वालों को ही देखा जाता है. आज के दौर में बेहतरीन एग्जाम्पल अमीर अहले सुन्नत दामत बरकातों में ला लिया. लुक इट द टाइम मैनेजमेंट, लुक इट द लव ऑफ द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. सुन्नत के मुताबिक जिंदगी गुजारना क्या है, किस तरह है, किस तरह करना है, इवन इन दिस डे एंड एज किस तरीके से जो है वो अब भी जो है वो गाइडलाइन दे रहे हैं, गाइडेंस दे रहे हैं सबको कि सुन्नत के मुताबिक जिंदगी गुजारना है, आका अलैहिस्सलाम से मोहब्बत करनी है. ये भी आका अलैहिस्सलाम से मोहब्बत का इजहार है कि उम्मत की मदद करना, उम्मत के काम आना, हैंडपम्प लगाना, कुएं खुदवाना, खाना खिलाना, खाना राशन तकसीम करना, ये भी यकीन करें ये भी एक मोहब्बत का इजहार है कि आका अलैहिस्सलाम की उम्मत से मोहब्बत कर रहे हैं. तो आइए हमारा साथ दीजिए इन चीज़ों के अंदर. मैं तो आखिर में कहूँगा मेरे तो सब कुछ आप ही हैं रहमत आलम, मैं जी रहा हूँ जमाने में आप ही के लिए. तुम्हारी याद को कैसे ना जिंदगी समझूं, तुम्हारी याद को कैसे ना जिंदगी समझूं, यही तो एक सहारा है जिंदगी के लिए. लास्ट मैसेज क्या देंगे?
You know, when you hear about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your love automatically increases. So alhamdulillah, mashallah, there's a beautiful book, absolutely beautiful, mashallah. It's like, I know one brother, and he mentioned that, you know, when I read the book, Sirat al-Mustafa, it was like I was actually there.
Right.
That's how beautifully it's written, right. Alhamdulillah. So this book is available on the website as well of Dawat Islami, and you can buy this from Maktabat al-Madina as well, inshallah. So read this book, inshallah, azawajal, because they can, you know, when you love someone, you know, today people follow many people, footballers or cricketers or whoever, they know everything about them, the date of birth, you know, when did they enter this, what did they do with their life. But how much do we know about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So alhamdulillah, this beautiful book, Sirat al-Mustafa, is mashallah available. Try to read this, inshallah, to hear about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Inshallah, we cry for a lot of things in the world at the moment. We cry for wealth, we cry for health, we cry for everything else. But that tear that leaves the eye due to the fear of Allah Almighty and the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is stated regarding that tear is so powerful that it could extinguish the hellfire. That tear is so powerful that if you are fortunate enough that it comes out of your eye, that you do must and you wipe it on your face. Why? Because the hellfire won't burn you in that area. So the Prophet ﷺ cried for us even before we were born. The love of the Prophet ﷺ for his ummah was, he ﷺ cried for us before we were born. And today ask ourselves, how many tears have left our eyes in the love of Rasulullah ﷺ?
रसूल भाई आप भी मैसेज दे दें इंशाल्लाह जी, सराइकी में देंगे
अभी उर्दू में. कोई भी डिग्री चाहिए हो तो उसके लिए एक यूनिवर्सिटी में स्पेसिफिक एडमिशन लेना पड़ता है. अगर डॉक्टर बनना है, इंजीनियर बनना है, तो अगर इश्क रसूल की डिग्री चाहिए तो आज के दौर में बड़ी खूबसूरत यूनिवर्सिटी है दावत इस्लामी. तो अल्लाह ने चाहे इसकी बरकत है, चलो अपनी आंखों से देखो.
इन द एंड आई वुड लाइक टू से ओनली दिस के की मोहम्मद से वफा तूने तो हम तेरे हैं, की मोहम्मद से वफा तूने तो हम तेरे हैं, ये जहाँ चीज है क्या लोहो कलम तेरे, ये तो सारी चीजें तुम्हारी हो जाएंगी. मोहम्मद की मोहब्बत दीन हक की शर्त अव्वल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. इसी में हो अगर खामी तो सब कुछ नामुकम्मल है, इसी में अगर खोट रह गया तो सब कुछ रह जाएगा. इसको पूरा कर ले सारी कमियां, ये सारी की मेरे आका की मोहब्बत सारी कमियां पूरी कर देगी, लेकिन अगर इसी में कमी रह गई तो कोई पूरा नहीं हो सकेगा. मदनी चैनल बेहतरीन अंदाज में जो है ये इस्लाम की तरवीज इशात का काम कर रहा, इसका साथ दीजिए, डोनेशन भी दीजिए, इसको देखिए भी, लोगों को देखने की तरकीब भी दिलाइए. ये वो चैनल है जिसको देखकर काफिर कलमा पढ़ के मुसलमान हो गए हैं, जिसको देखकर गुनाहगार नेकी की तरफ आ गए हैं. तो अपने घर के अंदर मदनी चैनल दिखाएं, खुद भी देखें. सल्लू अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen.